Hey, AfterBuzzers, thank you for joining us for another episode. What is Prime's plan, and is Howard going to survive on the other side? Stay tuned to find out. Of
course not. You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't know where you guys want to start, but thanks for having me on the panel.
Of course.
Well, thank you so much.
Jump the gun. Yes.
Well, I don't know why you're welcome. Portia did not want me on this panel. Like, she did not. But y'all, you guys have been so wonderful. Thank you so much.
As soon as I found out, I sent an email welcome. You got it, right?
The email welcome. But there were so many subliminals, it reminded me of the show Counterpart.
Oh, no. Everyone's welcome here.
All right.
Just like you guys, your AfterBuzzers. Thank you guys for joining us for episode 4 of Counterpart. This episode is Lost Art of Diplomacy.
Which sounds like a President Trump's next title of his book, which is interesting.
Good point.
Good point.
Which sounds like...
That was good. Right.
Well, I hope you guys were watching, and I hope you guys
now you know.
Really, really dove into this episode like we did. Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Congratulations to the new Super Bowl champions. I'm your host, Ashley Allen. And you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen. Panel, introduce yourself.
Well, welcome back, After Buzzers. I am Tequila. You can find me on all social media aspects at Tequila_IAM.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter. And welcome our new cast member.
Well, woo-hoo! I am Teron all across the board at I am Teron. Literally, I'm in a bathrobe, so I'm having a great time. Thank you for welcoming me. And Portia, I feel like she's my counterpart. Like, if we were, right, even when I'm on the show, I feel like
already?
I need a visa just to sit next to her.
We're going to have to pay attention to that.
Already.
We just started. We only 2 minutes in.
That's all it takes.
It happened now.
As we saw in this episode.
We're going to have to separate y'all.
Never.
I think I like it that way. I do. Yes.
I'm not about to deal with him in this counterpart deal. He needs to stay on the other side.
You have to draw your wall.
He got
to
stay on the other side.
I'm getting Prime vibes from you.
Myself?
No. Really? Yeah, Prime is very strong. You know, he says what he wants.
He says what he means,
and he means what he says.
And that's actually the concept of Prime, which is interesting, that correlates with Howard, like regular Howard, is that the point was made today that there's Prime Howard in regular Howard.
Exactly.
And it gives the connotation of personalities, which we haven't seen explored in the show yet, but we actually see it come to head in this particular episode.
Absolutely. And even Baldwin herself said,
You can't escape from who you are.
Yeah. Exactly.
She keeps saying that, though. I mean, everybody keeps saying that. Every episode, somebody says it.
That's the theme of this show, because I don't think... the characters yet have fully accepted that there's a piece of each of them in each other. That makes
so do you think that they're saying that, you know, because everybody was one at first and we have these separate worlds now, do you think that they're saying that on the other side, on Prime side, that everybody who's on the real side is authentically the person that they're supposed to be on the Prime side? Is that what you're saying?
I think no matter what side you are who you are.
Mm-hmm,
so there's, based on your experiences, is going to bring out different sides of you.
So why people keep trying to make Howard like Prime? Why they keep trying to say that he is ultimately him, even if he's trying to run from it? I don't think he's running from it. I think he's chilling. He himself.
But I think what they're saying is he is Prime, but he doesn't know that yet because he hasn't been in the situation for the Prime side of him to come out. Now he's going to be forced into that because he's going to be going to Prime's world. And he's going to have to take on those characteristics. And I'm pretty sure he's going to find out how easy it is because it's already inside of him.
Well, it's going to make it come out of him
more. I like
more.
That. Yeah. That was good.
It depends on what you see as personality. So is personality nature or nurture or a combination of the two? Because if it's nature, then it's something that's inherent within each and every one of us. But if it's nurture, then it's the sum of our experiences. And the experiences on the Prime world and the real world are completely
totally
different. And those experiences manifest themselves as we see with, for example, in Emily.
Exactly.
Who Emily is nothing like the Emily that's comatose and a coma on the real side. But that Emily on the other side, who is now no longer with us, she manifests a total different personality. One that real Howard would have never expected or have seen.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's a little mixture of both. I think so. And we also haven't seen enough of Emily Silk yet to even be able to, you know, she's been in a coma this entire time. So I think hopefully whenever she comes out of the coma, then we'll be able to kind of say, okay, is she more like Emily Prime or what's
when she got to the other side, you know, when they got into the room with Prime and she was with Lambert? No, Ian. Like that.
Oh, okay.
Ian. They all got in the room. One of the guys addressed her as Emily Silk, and she was like, no, just Emily. Oh, like, yeah. Why they call her that if she's not Emily Silk?
Well, he probably doesn't know that they're divorced, maybe.
Or he said Emily Burton Silk, and she was like, no, just Emily's fine.
True.
So I think, yeah, I'm with you on that point to where she just doesn't want to be known as Silk's wife anymore. Mm-hmm. They're just not attached to him anymore. And whatever that conversation they had and her having that reflection of, I wonder if Emily on the Silk side, it was anything like them. Is she much happier in her life? I think as the show goes on and progresses, we'll see their story unfold as to why that separation happened.
So both
happened.
Howard's last name is Silk. Both of them?
I don't know.
So why yes. did... I'm confused.
So other
why
Howard
did she,
is other Howard Silk. So the name...
Why did they associate her with Silk then if that's not Prime's name too? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It is Prime. Prime's last name is he's Howard right. Silk. And I actually disagree with the point that you made, Ashley, where you said we haven't seen real Emily yet. And I disagree because we have seen her.
In
but
a letter.
Only through the eyes and exactly through the eyes of Howard and through the letter which she wrote, which actually caught Emily Silk the other Emily, Prime Emily, off guard because of the emotional range that we had not seen before from her right before her demise. So we see her read this letter and see something within her that she had almost forgotten existed.
Right.
True. And we see real Emily through the eyes of Howard because of his devotion to her and his just regression into who she is as a person. And
they love each other strongly.
They really do.
No, yeah.
Strongly.
Yeah.
That's why she was, you know, inquiring of that from Prime, like, do our side, are they still together? Do they love each other? Like, you know, what's going on? Because they're not like that no more. And the thing about it is, like, I believe because, I know we're probably going to get into that, but because we know now who the real Emily Silk is and how she was protecting Howard, is just like, okay, if she loves him that much to protect him from the outside world and she knows so much about him, what does that say about their love for each other? You
exactly.
know?
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
That brings a full force, too, as to why in the opening scenes we just see her get hit in her accident, which put her in a coma, but we didn't know why. So you just brought that to my attention about how she was trying to look for him, and so that's maybe why she was hurt, because of she knew what was going on the other side, and Baldwin becoming a contractor and all of the story that we have so far. But that just brought it full circle. So, yeah.
Thank and you that was that. Something that we predicted, that we knew that clearly there was some reason why how she was mixed up in this. There was no, she didn't get hit on accident.
Yeah, right. They hit her for real.
Yeah. That was confirmed this episode. So let's talk about Emily Prime a little bit and Ian's relationship. At first, last episode, I was thinking
they
was it
getting
was
it
clearly
yes.
kind of romantic, but now I feel it's almost sort of
like she irritates him.
They're filling an empty void for each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she's also clearly kind of using him, I feel like. What do you guys think? Do you think she's using him?
I don't think she's using him. I just think like, you know, at the end of the day, she got her needs. And, you know, he decided to step up and supply those needs as well as, you know,
are you talking
boss.
About sex? Is that you what know? You're discussing, like,
let's
sexual?
Talk about sex,
okay.
baby.
Of course.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't, like, needs administratively, because he also fulfilled those needs as well. So I just want to understand where we're going with this.
Stay on that side. I'm not. Anyway, so, like I was saying, he made me lose my train of thought.
Do you think their romantic relationship is going to last? Because clearly she went over his head, because she didn't even have a visa. She wasn't able to even go to the other side. She went over his head, over her boss's head to get clearance to be able to travel. Do you think he's going to pretty much get tired of her? I felt like he was very irritated
he act like she irritates him, like, the whole time. And then it's like he's the boss at all times. Yeah. Like, and, you know, she just have to, you know, submit to him, even though they're just I guess, relation couple.
I feel like, you know, she would kind of took Prime's part because she doesn't know who to trust. She knows that she was set up, but she doesn't know why. So I feel like she doesn't know who to trust.
Yeah.
Even in the car ride where they crossed over, it was just real eerie. Like, if we're having sex and we have a relationship and we're together, I just expected more communication. And all and it was just like lovely weather. And I felt, you could feel that just watching it. So I feel like it's just, it's a relationship of needs. At what point, what side of the needs? I'm not sure, but I don't think it'll last.
I think the lovely weather comment was actually a more of a comment on the observation that they were negated to do so, and not so much just a casual conversation.
I agree.
And I also think it's interesting that everyone on this panel, we all think that Emily survives to the next episode, even though we did watch her demise at the end.
I don't think she's dead.
Oh, well, I thought she was. I thought it was still whatever they gave her, or she was even poisoned with, or whatever is. I thought she was going to be there. She's either going to be comatose or she's going to die. That's why I was like, before the show, it's too early for her to die. Yeah. Like, I guess we can get into predictions later on. We'll talk about that more. But I think she's dead.
So let me ask you guys this. So during their car ride to the embassy, did you guys notice anything in particular about the car? Because I did.
Which particular?
No.
All the windows in the back seat were tinted. Very, very darkly tinted.
Sure.
And there was a partition separating them from the driver. Did you guys notice that?
Because they're not allowed to interact.
Exactly.
So that's the concept. They're not allowed to see or participate.
Were they going to suffer? And that's one of the rules.
Which leads me to my next question. Why do you think it's so heavily they harped on don't make eye contact, no physical contact, nothing?
Because that exchange of information is clearly something that's particular of interest in trade, which is why we even have the diplomacy to begin with, and that knowledge can affect either side in any way that we are unaware of the consequences of that as of now. Mm-hmm. So these rules come into play, which they said in this episode in 1993, which is like a concept. It's like you're not allowed to interact. You're not allowed to know. You're not allowed to look people in the eye because people get information, garner it that way. You're not allowed to inquire about their world in any way. And we see that even when the two diplomats sit down, it's pieces of information is what they're trading. That is the currency, because money has no value between the two worlds. Mm-hmm. But knowledge is ultimate power. And so they have different areas of knowledge. We've gotten the human genome from them, a treatment from HIV from them, and so on and so forth.
It almost sounds like we owe them a lot. Pretty much.
Do we?
The one side. That's what
do
it's,
we?
That's what it sounds
because
like.
Because the concept is it's a trade. And clearly what they're negotiating, we saw that their trade is... It's actually very severe. They know exactly what they want. They're even for the girl, they like want, like our side wants information and they want this girl, and they're playing hardball. They're actually very strict and severe with everything and calculated, more so than us, which is why it makes total sense that Prime is from their world and not ours.
Exactly. Yeah. And that pretty much explains why Prime is the way that he is. He's very straightforward. He's very guarded in the sense. And I think seeing him and Emily Prime there scene in the embassy, I really liked seeing his guard kind of come down. It was the first time you kind of almost saw him tear up a little bit when they were talking. She was asking him, what is Emily like on the other side? Are we still together? Do we still love each other?
It did break down some barriers from him. You made him see just more compassion to her and just to their relationship. And at least they hopefully loved one another at one point in time. But then that leads to the point where he did give her some information and help, where he leads and asks her to go light a candle at his mother's,
church,
I forgot, church. Yeah, St.
Francis.
Christopher's.
Yeah.
Or one of them, too. Yeah.
So I like St. Christopher then, way better. That's way nicer.
Francis might have worked
Saint
in
Francis
there, too.
St. Francis always in the hood. Like, but St. Christopher.
Church, he's not. Yeah.
Right.
So I think I agree with you on that point. It did show us just a little bit of compassion from him, and maybe we can attribute that to him, you know, knowing a little bit about Howard Silk and Emily Silk and how they relate to one another or not. We can get into that later. But yeah, I did like that. You seen just a little bit of compassion out of it. Prime.
Yeah. And it's just like I said last time, like, I think with them not being together on, you know, the quote unquote bad side or whatever their side is, it shows that there's a separation of power there.
Mm-hmm.
Because their love is so strong on both sides, if they were still together, they would be running that other side, you know. But because they're not, like, there's a separation of power. So now, you know, one person getting set up, the other one is somebody trying to kill him. And it's just a lot of back and forth, and both of them have their hands in what's going on, because we even get insight that the Emily over there knows about Prime over here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, she even wants, you know, the love to be the same that they have. So, right. Because she know that if all four of them were, like, just powerful, like, in love, like, that would supersede everything. Exactly. Because of who they are and the power that they hold. And then the way that people, you know, look at them, like, they hold a lot. Like, how in the world is Emily Silk able to tell, you know, Prime what's going on their world? Like, how did she even get that? Where are you sending those letters, and how? And you know your man been working for these people, mm-hmm. He don't know what's going on, but exactly. You got the plug.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just, it's a lot. Like, if they were to really just be together and come together, they would be a force to be reckoned with.
Your SoundCloud is probably so lit. That was like a mixtape.
Good night.
Like, I didn't even know you had a heart. That's just amazing.
This is about Counterpart.
Was it actually about Counterpart? Because you knew way too much about this dynamic where you were. I mean, a lot of sincerity.
At the end of the day, like, you know, love conquers all.
Sure.
Really, so if you have love that is unconditional, it's going to overpower anything. Nothing will be able to stand against that love.
Really? Because, you know, we see in this particular episode that this love was unable to overcome the betrayal that Emily has slighted Prime Howard, because the concept of him
but
being
she
like
didn't. That's she didn't betray him.
Water
she didn't
under
do any
the
of
bridge
that.
And but clearly it's like the Big Sean song where he's like, I don't with you, and then clearly you do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Clearly you do give a F, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be singing the song.
But the thing is, she was set bitter. Up. She was set up. He didn't know that it wasn't her until she told him, like, the Pope set you up. You know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing. You only get one chance to make a first impression. So when a feeling sets in, it kind of sits in the back of your mind regardless of what the situation was. So let's take this and apply it to a real world setting where I think you have experience. It's like, let's say something, you were with a guy and he did something that you didn't trust and then found out that what he said was real. You still have that mistrust feeling, initial response, and that will just sit there in the back
like
of your mind. You know?
Like,
not like now. Like now, like the email you sent me, welcome. I felt the tension. Welcome. ..
Oh, I'm not about to be
in real life over here. Right. There's no counterparts.
Okay, so let's talk about Baldwin and Howard's conversation.
Sure.
So he goes she pretty much says that she doesn't want to talk to anybody else but Howard.
Second time somebody has said that from the crossover.
Right.
First it was Howard Prime, and now it's Baldwin. And I just find that intriguing that he's the one that keeps pulling these
people's
attention.
He's just the one. It's like everybody love him.
It does. I love Howard.
Do they love him, or does he play an integral role that was yet to be revealed?
It's his
innocence. Clearly, there's something about him.
It's his innocence.
I think so.
It's his innocence and his ignorance that gets him in, because, first of all, they know that he's pure. Yeah. So they know that he's going to come in with pure heart, pure emotions, and he's going to be honest about how he feels. Because even though, you know, he's supposed to be interrogating her and getting information from her, she's asking him, like, how you feel about your other. He like, I wish I never met the
fool.
She's
the one asking
him the question.
So,
yeah. Yeah. And so she's getting information out of him about, you know, his intentions and how he feels, to just even see where his head is, to see if she can trust him. Because that was the only thing that made him safe, that made her save him from, you know, at the end
when they took her.
At least we hope so. We don't know if he plays a bigger part, and because of Howard
but
Prime, he keeps being kept alive.
Had something. They not had this conversation, though, they would have died. Like, she would have had them take all of them out when they rescued her.
Yeah.
But because they had this conversation, she took the pureness of his heart and the ignorance and the intentions that he has to only save his wife and to be with her. And, you know, she took that and ran with it. Like, all right, so he's good. And, you know, even though she did slight him a little bit, like, you know, you can't, you know, run from who you are. She knows that he isn't really Prime.
Exactly.
Even though he has the potential to be that, she knows that he isn't in this moment.
Well, yeah, because even in the midst of their conversation, she asked him, why did you stop them from last episode? And he said, because it wasn't right.
And she was innocent.
And then when the capture of her happened, and I can't remember who it was. I think it was the nurse who asked, why did you do that? She mm-hmm. was like, because it wasn't right. So she's also, she's learning from him.
He taught her something.
Exactly. Claire asked her, and she said, because it wasn't right. And Claire is looking at her like, What do you mean? Where do you get
where you learn that from?
This is the first time we see her vulnerable.
Because obviously they sent her out on the mission because they know she a cold blood assassin. Like, she's killing people left and right without thought and without question. But for her to sit there, like, that took her back, like, oh, we got some compassion in this
month. That's because she's never been the same since she met her counterpart.
Exactly. And she thought it was going to be easy, which was my prediction last episode. Yeah. And she's just like, oh, I can take her out. It's not going to be a problem. Right. And I was like, she don't know what she's about to come up against. Yeah. And now that you're there and you actually see her get killed and you kind of had just that relationship of remembering how your father died and you both were there at that same time, that brought them both together. So now she's a little vulnerable now. Yeah. She's definitely in her feelings.
And it also shows the dynamic of the two worlds, because even though she tells him that, okay, you know, you basically are prime, even though you don't want to be, she also sees that he wanted to save Nadia, that's her name,
right?
Nadia, because she wasn't the assassin. Not because y'all both are the same person, but no, she had nothing to do with your wrong, you know? Mm-hmm. And so now she's seeing that, okay, there is a difference between the two of us. And yes, she may have been, you know, my other, but she wasn't me, you know? Right. So it, you know, it's just a lot.
Yeah. I wanted Silk to get out of that, though, because he tried to tell her, you know, the woman you were going to kill, that was my wife. Like, why? She didn't answer, and she didn't say, she just, you know, basically her thing was that she's a contractor and that was just her mission, that was what she was supposed to do. But I kind of wanted him to get a little leeway with that, or some type of answer, so we could get more into Emily Silk's life and what happened to her before the accident.
I think it's interesting that we're all just assuming she's just her contractor, because they went through a lot of trouble to just free a contractor. Why not just get rid of her if she was just contracted? This seems to be way more involvement with her, and she seemed to be running the show.
Yes.
And everyone around her seemed to have a feeling of respect, or at least some of a level of this person is a person in charge, or directly a representative of a person in charge. And that says more than just contractor. I think that was the excuse for her to allow herself to not give up information. I don't know.
Right.
I'm following orders. That's how a lot of people get away with atrocities.
She's following orders, but it's, you're right, it's something about her that, because one side want her in jail, the other side want her back, you know, returned to them.
And too much.
Not only that, you got these two sides fighting for her, but then her team comes and get her. So now she's free from going back to her original side, and she's free from jail on this side, and not only that, she's back in business. So it's just like, well, dang.
That's
like,
true.
How did this happen? Who are you that you got three different types of people fighting over your livelihood and where you need to be?
Well, yeah, because the question came up in this episode, and they asked, how much is she worth? Like, why do you guys want her so bad? So clearly, like you said, she has some type of power. And I also think that Nurse Claire has a lot of power, too. They seem to be working.
She's driving the van. She was about to light that mug on fire. She got all the power in the world. She made them open up the door.
She did.
Yeah, their heads.
Who hurt you? just the way. Okay. Well, we know who keys cars.
Wow, I've done it before. I just read a meme about that earlier today. It said, ladies, don't key the cars, just take the tag off of the car.
That's crazy, because I wish somebody had told me that before I keyed my ex car.
Oh, man.
We don't condone.
Allegedly. Allegedly. So,
don't incriminate yourself.
There we go.
You're right.
Don't do that.
I mean, but it was in the past. It happened, what, 2 years?
The sticker.
Yeah, the past is only relevant if there's no statute of limitations. So I don't know how much in the past it was, but it does matter.
Just
but
sticker.
No evidence.
It's interesting, like, how long this counterpart situation has been going. And it keeps getting more and more intricate each episode we get into, right? So now we find out, like, they're even more involved than we previously thought.
Mm-hmm.
When we first are exposed to it, it's almost as if, oh, this is a happenstance. And then it's like, wait, we've learned this from them and they're getting this from. And the other side, prime side, looks down on real side.
Yes.
Looks down. I won't eat the shellfish. Our oceans are cleaner.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, he said y'all got genetically modified fruits and vegetables.
Which tastes delicious, like, but he's still looking down at them.
Yeah.
He's still looking down at them as if you guys are trash.
Yeah, like, don't come over here and eat my food then.
He could have left the GMO part out. He could have just easily said, your fruits are delicious. But he threw in that GMO.
The genetic, yeah. genetic modification.
I mean, but at the end of the day, he had to open our eyes. Like, this isn't right. Because if we got a whole nother world coming over to tell us about our food, then something ain't right.
And I think it's really interesting that he's from the other side, but he now lives.
Well, he's the diplomat, so it's just like any ambassador. Any ambassador, what we have in any of the countries, even as the United States, we have ambassadors in foreign countries, and that's their... You know, foreign policy demands it. And so he's the ambassador. And we don't even know if this is a promotion or a demotion.
Exactly.
Something that I also think is going to play out later in the episodes.
Yeah. So one thing that I feel like I like to talk about every episode is kind of like the look and the feel of the show. And I really, really love the scene where you see Emily Prime crossing over to the other side. And we finally got to see what it looks like to go from one world to the other. I loved how it looked very grungy, very dark. I would have been scared.
But we saw Prime go through that before, too.
We never saw him go all the way down in the tunnel like that. We saw him waiting at the door and the light changed, but we never actually saw the tunnel and the walkthrough and how you actually get from one side to the other. And then, I would have been terrified. I don't know if I would.
They made it very dramatic. I thought something was going to happen to her in the midst of her crossing over. Maybe her visa wasn't going to be up to date, or they were going to hold her back for whatever reason. Ian stepped in and said no, she didn't want her to come.
Yeah.
Prime, whatever. It's a lot of different ideas that could come through as to why she couldn't. But it was very dark and it was very intense to me, just making it seem like maybe something traumatic was going to happen to her once she crossed over.
I like that. And I like that it was pretty straightforward and it wasn't like anything... too like sci-fi looking or anything. I liked how simple and clean and
the symmetry was really interesting. Everything was very symmetrical.
Yeah I really like that look. Okay,
so now we know what your place looks like. That's nice.
Yeah, pretty much.
Insight into each and every one of you.
One other thing, too. I think I like how they cast the shadows when Silk and Baldwin were talking in the interrogation room on Baldwin. You could just see the pain and intensity and maybe even a little bit of confusion in her face just because of those shadows that they cast during their conversation, too. And again, it just made her seem like she was just a little off her game and just her guards were down because she felt like, again, she was talking to someone who she could trust. Or who she knew was genuine about and ignorant about just both sides of crossing over and what has happened thus far.
I must say, I also loved how petty Howard was.
I love his pettiness. I love it.
It was the beginning of the episode.
When he
said,
told homeboy about his lips.
It was a little swollen. Exactly.
I like that he's getting, I don't want to say balls, but you know, he's getting... balls.
He adds the lightness to me in the show. He adds just a little bit of relief because I'm so intense and in tune and I'm trying to wait to see what's going to happen or who's going to come out of the woodworks next, that when he does bring in his jury comedy, it's like a little relief for a second and then I get back into in tune what's going on.
Yeah, I think both Howards always have their little moments in their own way.
Well, it says a lot about J.K. Simmons' acting ability to play both. Definitely. So, like, as if they're completely different people. Even us, the viewing audience, watch it, and we see them as different people.
Yeah.
We can tell the differences and nuance and characteristics and movement of Howard Prime and real Howard.
Right.
Yeah. And that's excellent acting on J.K. Simmons.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Hey, Emily good, too. One of them sleep, one of them ain't.
I can't, no.
Too soon.
It was.
Emily, too, just got knocked off. With the guy in booties, by the way.
He was hold on, look,
when you have the little slippers, like, that's a real death. That's a real death. That's
hey, that was the Pope.
Set up.
That, you think that was
the Pope? I think that was the Pope.
Interesting.
It had to be. It's either the Pope or Ian.
Ooh. I don't think Ian.
Ian got the keys to her house.
Nah. I don't know.
That's prediction time.
We'll get into it.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's. You guys want to jump into predictions?
Right now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Is there any last things that you guys want to talk about?
I just want to talk about this Emily Silk situation.
I receive you.
Like.
I'm trying
like,
to
Like, I really. Face. I just want y'all to help me understand, like, how did this transpire? Well, I mean, y'all wouldn't know either, but I just really want to talk about how she, you know, was on top of her game with knowing that a contractor came over, with knowing that somebody's out here killing, and then sending homeboy them letters. Like, what y'all think about that? I don't think that was dope?
It says like, a characteristic. It shows a bravery that we, like I said, when we were discussing originally, I feel like we do see her, even through her actions in this way, she's willing to do what's right.
Yeah.
She's a person of principle. And once again, Real Howard's devotion to her says a lot about who she was as a person.
And Prime Howard lied to Howard Silk and told him that the other Emily was dead. So do you think that Emily that sleep know that her other is alive?
Possibly.
Because she mentioned her in the letter.
She did.
Yeah.
So she still thinks she's alive, but
it's crazy because she knows so much that Howard don't know.
She's like, Howard Prime feels like that Emily's dead to him and didn't want to ruin his concept of who Emily is by introducing Emily Prime, who is for the most part nothing like the Emily that he knows. Mm-hmm. And doesn't want to convolute him. And in fact,
she is the Emily that he knows. That's the thing, but he doesn't know that.
And so that's the thing. And we're going to delve into that, I feel, in the latter episodes as we get to know her more. But as of right now, why ruin the fairy tale? Why say Santa Claus isn't real? Why do that? So was that a
because Santa
of
Claus
Prime's
is real
compassion?
In this one? Like, homegirl is a lie.
Sure, but the
that's
concept
what I was hoping. I was
Howard
hoping Howard walked in on
secrets
their meeting.
To keep secrets. Like that's what he does.
Yeah,
and he
everybody
does things
keeping
with,
secrets.
He does things in a maniacal, manipulative way. With it's very calculated. It's very crucial to whatever his agenda of justice is. But we all do feel that Howard Prime has something's best interest in mind, mm-hmm. and isn't like the forces that we see who are negating that with, you know, the release of the captor and all these. Mm-hmm. That's like a negative force. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, Claire is on the bad side. But Howard Prime, even for all of his proclivities, we're saying he's still on the side of whatever's right. He just hasn't let us know what's right yet.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, y'all remember in the first episode? No, the second one when Prime went into the hospital and grabbed Emily's hand and they was, you know, he was like real emotional.
Right.
We thought it was just because, you know, he got an Emily too and he wouldn't want his Emily to be like that. But them mugs, they got a connection. They know each other.
Yeah.
They do. Really
like
do.
he feel for Emily Silk just like how Howard
exactly.
do. Like they both love the same woman, really.
She's a form of the Emily that he wishes he had. That's how.
And they know each other. That's what's so bizarre. Like, they know each other. Like, that's crazy.
Absolutely. Like, what do you guys think about Howard? So we found out that Howard actually is going to end up going to the other side. How do you think he's going to survive? Do you think he's going to be able to take on the characteristics to kind of fit in? Or what do you see?
I think he's going to find the other Emily and be like, okay. What is this? You know, I think they're going to have some type of like interaction where if they, you know, if she is still alive and, you know, she does, you know, recuperate and comes back to life during the time span that he's there, I believe like he's going to be able to teach her some things as well. Like how he's just teaching everybody stuff. I think she's going to, you know, learn some things from him. They're going to build a relationship and she's going to wish that he was Prime instead of Prime.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have to find out that she's alive because I'm sure someone's going to notify him that she's been hurt or whatever. So it's going to happen sooner than later, him interacting
yeah.
with her.
And that's the crazy part because when he get over there and they have to notify Prime, which is going to be Howard Silk at that time, mm-hmm. that, you know, something has happened to her, he going to be like, what? I thought she was dead, you know? Yeah. So it's going
to
be crazy.
And that'll be a good point, too. Maybe we'll see some flashbacks of how he coped with what happened to his Emily and just all of that will bring them back together, too. I still feel like him and Prime will still have to have some type of communication. Maybe it'll be the letters again now that they know about it or whatever, because he's going to have to do a whole persona change. He's going to have to be more arrogant to a sense. He's going to have to be more diplomatic. He's going to have to show leadership abilities, things that he possesses again, because we know he's Howard, but they're not at the forefront of who he is because that comes out of Prime more than it comes out of Silk. Right. So I think I've all changed my mind. I guess Emily Prime is really alive. I thought she was really dead. But we'll see what happens next episode. And
I don't think they're going
to
take her out
together.
That easy.
That's what I was just saying. It's too early.
I don't think she's dead. If you guys paid attention, like really, really, it was a small, slight, not even a full blink. It was like a flutter of her
eyes.
She
cried.
And she had a tear.
She had a tear. She mm-hmm. cried.
Right. Yeah. So she's not dead.
Because she knew it was over.
She's not dead.
But I thought, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Y'all changed my mind on that. Appreciate it.
We'll have to wait and see then. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys ready for predictions?
Yeah.
All right, predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
This is like so weird every time.
We know you hate this part.
Okay. Every time. It's okay.
So who wants to go first?
Can I put the spotlight on you, Teron? Because sure. I want to go first.
Okay. Interesting part of this is, well, listening to what you guys were just talking about going into the next episode with Howard Prime being, real Howard being on the Prime side, there's something subtle that happened in the previous episode where when Howard Prime went to visit real Emily, real Howard told him everything of his routine except for the flower.
Yeah.
And that little thing was like, that's how you knew that's not real Howard. Right? So there's going to be subtleties like that that Howard, real Howard's going to experience on the Prime side. Mm-hmm. Where if they do meet Emily, I think that's going to be the bookend to that. Where now they meet and there's little things as he pulls off this Howard character. But wait, Howard doesn't drink coffee like that. Mm. And then... And we get that. So that's a very interesting concept to come to play.
Okay. Always going to be so sad, like, if Emily Silk wakes up and Prime is there instead of Howard. It's just going to be like, but she knows him, but so it's fine. Say,
yeah.
Yeah, they know each other because she wrote him some letters. So it's fine, but it's like, I know she wants to see her husband.
Yeah.
True.
You know? And then Howard would want to see her wake up, too.
I think it might be what you just talked that might just charge my mind to that. When Silk crosses over, Emily's going to be in whatever state she's going to be. She's not going to be fully awakened, but he's going to be, when she does wake up, he's going to be there for her. And she'll get the affection, the attention, until she comes to realize that, okay, this is not my Prime. This is Silk. That's what's going to help build their bond, and that's what's going to help her be more open to him and try to figure out who's coming for her on her side or what's going on, or who's trying to set her up from her side. Okay. But did either of you go ahead with your predictions? Did you have both, or is it you're done? Or
well,
you
yeah, keep going?
I think our theories were our predictions.
Okay, yeah, that's our theories are our predictions, but I do predict something else. I feel like the people who are coming after Emily Silk, I believe they're going to get found out. Like, obviously, well, we just found out, you know, why that they're coming after her and why, you know, they set the contractor up to go kill her. We just found that out because, you know, everybody knows she the plug now. She know what's going on. But at the same time, I feel like they're going to find out who set this up. You like to take her out because she's, you know, giving Prime information. Mm-hmm. But that's one of my predictions. That's interesting
because if you read the biography, it actually says Emily Silk, the plug. It actually says.
Oh, really?
No. No, it doesn't.
Oh, really? Sorry, Ergo, I'm too intense.
I think that Howard is going to get stuck on the counterpart side for a while because his visa is about to end. And it's going to end indefinitely, according to Prime.
He said it's revoked. And
I think that it's actually going to be a good thing that he's going to be on the original side because he's going to actually be able to get stuff done. And, of course, hopefully Emily wakes up. So now they won't have to communicate through letters. Like, they can work together in person. Hmm. But I don't think it's going to be as easy as they're thinking for Howard to come back over to the original he's gonna be stuck over there for a while.
I didn't think about that
longer than he even realizes himself.
And that's sad because I know he's not gonna like that. Well, I don't know if he'll like that life, but I know right now he don't like his real life.
I think it might be good for him, actually.
It might give him a backbone.
I think it's gonna give him a backbone. Definitely.
What you call that?
He's gonna turn into Prime. Scientific
it's gonna give term him experiences. Use, balls? It's gonna give him experiences that he hasn't had yet. And I just think it's gonna wake him up a little bit, give him something that he hasn't had before and that he probably wants because he's been living this bland, routine life day to day, and it's going to be something new for him. And I don't know, it could actually help him in his original world whenever it is that he actually comes back.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well done.
Yeah, that's what I think. But of course, there's still a lot more to find out. This show, there's always there's so much going on.
So much. It's just like, it gets more and more weird and intense every episode. And I'm just like, what is this? It just makes your brain think so much.
It does, and I don't have the patience for that. So I want everything to come now, and then I would like to be able to go back and rewatch it so that I know what's going to happen. I'm one of those type of TV movie characters.
Really? I like being left in the dark.
And like, it doesn't happen often enough, so each week I got to come, and I come back, and yeah, it just like tosses everything else. Yeah,
I like the excitement of being, you know, left in the dark, and then, yeah, you know, we find out what's going on next week. Like, yeah, I can't. After I watch it once, I'm not watching it again. Unless it was just that good, you know.
Sparks more philosophical conversations that hopefully we'll have as episodes go on. The nature of personality, the nature of being, the essence of choices, and how choices decide all of the events, whether it's on a global scale or on a personal scale. Mm-hmm. The essence of love, all these things are definitely parts that play out on this show.
Yeah. And that's what I like. This show, it doesn't just have one message. There's a lot of things that you can take from this show. Mm-hmm. So well done, Counterpart. We are loving it so far.
In agreement.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you guys can find me at I Am Taron all across the social atmosphere. That's at I Am Taron. Please find me. I need the followers. Thank you so much. You, please don't find me, though. Because I'm actually going to follow you to unfollow you.
That is so...
I'm going to like all your pictures while not following you. That's who I'm going to be.
Anyway, guys.
I'm going to be Howard Prime Petty. I'm going to be Petty LaBelle, Howard Prime, Petty LaBelle, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, I'm not about to play with you.
Portia.
Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for watching. I'm saying hey like I didn't say hey in the beginning. But all right, y'all. It's Portia Carter. You can find me on all things social media at Portia Carter. Thank y'all for watching.
Portia Carter. I'm going to look that up right now to unfollow you.
Thank you all for tuning in and chatting with us on YouTube. Be sure to come back next Sunday. I am Tequila, and you can follow me at Tequila_IAM.
I will definitely do that.
And make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe on our videos. We love reading your comments. I'm Ashley Allen, and you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
Love that.
And we will see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Sorry.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.